Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In April 2024, Mayor Sherelle Parker, keeping a campaign promise, launched the Kensington Community Revival, a three-pronged strategy of prevention, intervention, and enforcement to reduce crime and improve the quality of life in the drug-ravaged neighborhood. She doubled the number of police officers in the neighborhood that summer, sending in an entire police academy class to practice community policing. Another full class has since replaced them, and I asked to walk along with them to see how it's working. I got assigned to partners, Officer Mike Wagner.
It was shocking just seeing exactly what's going on and all these people that need help but don't yet want the help.
Wagner is a boyish 25, clean cut, solid build. His partner, Gage Wright, is 23. Taller, quieter, a wisp of a mustache. He sees his job this way.
Just be outside, talking to everybody, interacting with the community, building a better bond between the police and the community.
Their boss, Inspector Laverne Van, came along as we set out with the rest of the night shift about 4 p.m.
Where do you guys want to go, down the canyon?
I guess. Is that where you want to go?
Sure.
It's only a block and a half away, but before we even get there, they spot their first case. A woman passed out on the sidewalk, limbs akimbo, a rivulet of urine leaking away. This is a not uncommon sight in Kensington, but it's their job to make sure she's not in need of medical attention. They don black latex gloves and approach.
I need you to sit up to make sure you're okay, all right?
You okay?
You want any medical services? No?
You need help standing up? Can you stand up on your own then?
Ma'am, are you hungry? You want to go to the store? I'll get you something from the store. No? You want medical attention at all?
It's a routine they repeat a dozen times in the next few hours. There's a woman laying exposed to a brutal sun.
I'm thirsty.
You want water?
I need juice.
You want a Gatorade?
Yeah.
I'll be right back. I'll see if they have one, all right?
Can you write down your officers' names, please?
Why are you going to call them when you want to go get help? So now you don't have any excuses, okay?
There are other kinds of encounters, too. One man has gotten behind the row of bicycle racks that protect storefronts on Kensington Avenue. They have to put them back in order.
Sir, can't be behind the gates, okay?
Sorry.
Grab your stuff and grab all your trash, too. Is that your car?
Yeah, that's somebody else's car. I'm just sitting here waiting for them to come back.
Oh, okay.
You went and got my money. I sold them my basketball sneakers.
They approach any group that seems to be growing into critical mass to keep it from becoming an encampment. Often the group will disperse on its own when they see the cops coming.
And you hear them say, yo.
Depending on the block, you'll get Uber, Bajando, yeah. Bunch of whistles.
Several times, people approach them with reports of trouble. Most are false alarms, diversionary tactics, Van calls them. But one young girl in a school uniform tells Van someone tried to steal her headphones.
I had one ear out. I was on my phone with my mom trying to figure out who's picking me up from the school bus stop, and she said take off my headphones.
I'm glad you didn't take them off. Is somebody coming to pick you up now?
Yes.
Okay, what time?
He should be here in a few minutes.
All right, if not, we're going to call mom, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Sweet little girl, she doesn't deserve this.
3100 County.
All this time, radios clipped to their shoulders are alerting them to crime reports in the area. Officers in cars whiz past, sirens blaring. And on top of the normal chaos, on this particular night, Van and the officers are distracted by a YouTuber named Speed. He's live streaming his visit to Philly and has told his 43 million followers that he's heading for Kensington. He's been attracting large crowds everywhere he goes, and police are concerned about the potential for trouble. They keep checking his progress.
Oh, he's at Love Park.
Love Park? Oh, okay.
He's in the car now. He's on his way somewhere.
Did you guys want to do a loop around the park? Or?
Wright, Wagner, and Van get to McPherson Square. It's a longtime haven for open drug use that the city is desperately trying to restore for families who live in the area. So there's an extra effort to keep people from sleeping there.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right, you can't be sleeping here, man. It's for the kids. All right.
Gentlemen, take your trash with you, please. Take your trash with you.
I
appreciate it. That's why we're trying to keep it safe and clean for the for children. I agree.
Like I'm an addict, all you know what I mean, but they should not be seeing this. This neighborhood was so great back in the day, man.
That's the problem right there, though. It's always it was great.
Are you okay?
But
you just sit up for me.
Like he acknowledges that there's a it's a problem that he's in the park, but he's here.
How about yourself? That's good.
There isn't any accountability.
There's still some controversy over the mayor's approach to Kensington. Some social service providers fear stepped-up enforcement could be counterproductive. But Dominic Rodriguez, a longtime resident, says he likes having more cops around. It makes him feel safer. He has a different complaint.
Gentrification, that's what's happening. I feel safer, but I don't like what's going on. They're cleaning up vagrancy for gentrification. But people have rights, human rights. We matter. Like they say, Black Lives Matter. Well, drug addicts matters. Lives matter too. You can quote me.
Wagner and Wright circle back to KNA. Someone new has shown up. A shoeless man, bleeding from somewhere, laying unconscious next to a pair of crutches.
Do you want to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
No? We can't force you to go, but you need help. Do you want to go to the hospital? Are you going to be okay?
I know what he's feeling like right now, bro. And you know what? There's hope for him.
There is hope.
Eventually, Speed, the YouTuber, did arrive. It was about 9 p.m. There were about 50 people, not regulars, at KNA. The police stood by, but Speed had his own security, and they surrounded him as he got out of the car, looking, honestly, a little nervous. He stayed for about 2 minutes, signed one autograph, then left, looking relieved to get away.
But I was crazy. I didn't know it was like that. I did not know it was like that.
Wagner and Wright, of course, were there for the rest of the night and back the next day and every workday since. They're assigned to Kensington indefinitely, which is fine with them. As relentless as the challenges are and as slow-moving as the solutions, they believe they're making a difference.
Because a couple years back, we wouldn't be able to walk down the street. It's a big difference. And I feel like small things matter and the small things add up to bigger things. If we keep doing that, it'll get a lot better.
Every day you start to see less and less crowds forming, or you see a lot more of the neighborhood outside, a lot more kids outside playing, and they don't have to worry. There's cops patrolling. It's definitely an improvement of what it was.
In Kensington, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.